I want to tell you some stories. Some stories about a rogue, a scoundrel, a troublemaker who's been there since the beginning and is most definitely still with us today. He's wild. He's dangerous. He's outrageously rude. He's often stupid. But somehow he has these moments of incredible wisdom and insight. I'm talking about the great Native American trickster, part man, part dog, part god. After all, what is a god but dog in reverse, right? I'm talking about Coyote. These are stories that have come from many Native American tribes, the Nez Perce, the Wasco, the Chinook. I'm very grateful to Peter Blue Cloud from the Turtle Clan for his book Elderberry Flute Song, from which lots of these stories come from. So, sit back, but maybe don't relax too much. As I say, this trickster is never too far away. When the Creator gave birth to the world, it wasn't easy. I mean, giving birth is never easy, but they say it's always worth it. The Creator gave birth to the skies, and the mountains, and the lakes, the plains, the oceans, the forests. All this from nothing. Animals were born. Raven, bear, rabbit, wolf, fox. And all the while, the Creator howled. And finally, from the howl itself, Coyote was born. Was made, but it was dark. Everything lived down in burrows, even the sun. When Coyote was hungry, or just bored, he'd go to a rabbit burrow and pee down the hole. He'd pee and he'd pee until a soaked rabbit who could take it no more leapt out of the burrow, and then Coyote gave chase. One day, Coyote found a really big hole. Must be a really big rabbit that lives down here, he thought. And so he peed, and he peed, and he peed until he ran out of pee. And so he put his ear to the ground, and he heard a big rumble. And then he ran to the river. He drank half of the river down and then came back and peed and peed and peed until the sun, who'd been fast asleep in the darkness, burst out. The plains ripped open. The sun shook himself dry, scowled at Coyote, and leapt up into the sky. And then there was light. Coyote looked down at his penis You are very powerful. Only you can make things like that happen. You have brought light to the world. Into the light, the animals emerged and built themselves homes above the ground. And people, too. And so, just for fun, Coyote built himself a house under the sun, too. The sun was shining and life was good. It felt like the summer would go on forever. But summers never go on forever. The animals knew this. They gathered firewood and food, but not Coyote. Work was so boring. But eventually the nights were closing in and there was a chill in the air and Coyote conceded that it was time. Coyote was about to step out of his house to fetch his axe and set to work when he noticed in the top corner of his doorway a spider weaving a web. Coyote stopped just for a moment to watch. The web was so delicate, so intricate. The spider saw Coyote watching him and began to show off. He wove a miniature landscape, mountains, lakes, plains. It was extraordinary. Coyote was mesmerised. Spider wove trees now, grass, flowers swaying in the breeze, an ocean with dancing waves. Coyote couldn't move. He stood there all day, and night, and the next day, and the next night, and the next, and the next. Until eventually, Rabbit came by. Coyote, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm watching Spider and learning so many things.
The winter will be cold and you will freeze.
I'll sing a song to make it mild.
Rabbit hopped off. And Coyote forgot to sing the song to make the winter mild. Crow came past.
Ah, Coyote, what are you doing?
I'm watching Spider and learning so many things.
Ah, the winter will be long and you will starve.
I'll dance a dance to make it short.
Crow flapped away. And Coyote forgot to dance the dance to make the winter short. What Coyote didn't hear as Spider was weaving was Spider laughing to himself and singing,
"Soon Coyote will be dead and his house will be mine instead. Soon Coyote will be dead and his house will be mine instead."
Fox came along.
"Cousin, look at you. You're starving and freezing. What are you doing?"
"Oh, I'm watching Spider and learning so many things."
Fox was suspicious of this spider. And sure enough, when he listened closely,
"Soon Coyote will be dead and his house will be mine instead."
Fox fetched food for Coyote and chopped wood. Coyote ate and was warmed by the fire. But still, he couldn't take his eyes off the spider. Fox said, "It's your turn to chop wood now."
"I'm too busy," said Coyote.
Fox sang a song which sent Coyote to sleep. And then Fox tore down the web, and the spider, furious, scuttled away. Coyote awoke and looked at where the web had been. And now there was just a clear view of outside.
"The sky is so blue. Oh, Fox, Fox, it's all so clear. It's all so beautiful. I have such clarity of vision now. See? I'm much cleverer now that I've been watching Spider all this time.
Fox was angry.
I'll make you twice as clever, he said.
And he chopped Coyote in half with the axe. One half became Coyote, and the other half became Coyote's wife. She turned to Fox and said, "Who are you?" "Shoo." And then she turned to Coyote. "Husband, go and find food and chop wood." Coyote did. And the next day, and the next day too. But on the fourth day, Coyote saw a spider weaving a web in the doorway. And Coyote stopped just for a moment to watch. Isn't illusion a funny thing? Imagine seeing a whole world in a spider's web. It's there, but it's not there. But it's there, but it's not there. A bit like a story, really. It's there, but it's not, but it is, but it's not. Maybe it's best not to get caught for too long. So, let's leave this world of illusion for now. Unless it's all an illusion, of course.